7 o'clock in San Francisco and the West Coast, and time for Minds Over Matter. Dana Rodriguez and Jerry Nachman will match wits with listeners on the Bay Area's favorite quiz show. Our telephone number is 415-841-4134 with your answers and questions tonight on Minds Over Matter.
Ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.
Ladies and gentlemen, your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
You got his hopes up.
Honestly.
Oh, you got his hopes up.
Big moment, and I
wasn't
right.
Ready for it.
Welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We hope you are having a wonderful weekend and can give us an hour of your time tonight, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we hope you can call and participate. That's very, very important to us. Our lines are totally open right now. It's a great time to call in. I realize the Golden Globes are on tonight, but who cares about that? That's just a bunch of payola buying off the foreign press.
And cleavage. Great cleavage.
Cleavage. Yeah. Cleavage and payola.
Yeah.
And so forget about all that and turn off the TV and give us a listen here, because we'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, Broadway, and just about everything else. Feel free to give us a call at area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. And we do have a toll-free number as well at 866-798-8255. That is 866-798-8255. So if you'd like to wait for one of our questions, or if you have one of your own, now's the time. 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. I do want to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. Again, that's mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. Feel free to email us anytime. I got an email not too long ago from... it was actually a good email. But a woman listener made the very, very reasonable point that we need more women on the show. And Jerry would agree with that. We need more women on the show.
I think so. Maybe a woman moderator.
let's not carry this too far. But so if you think that you would be interested in possibly sitting in weekend.
You've got talent.
Well, yeah, if you feel like you would be good at making up some questions and answering them as well, you could send us an email telling us why. We're open-minded about this stuff.
That's true. We only have two women on, Leah and Pauline, I guess.
Right. Well, we've had other women on, too, but
in the past,
not as many as
no,
many.
We should have more.
So
she's right, yeah.
So give us a call.
Is she auditioning this person?
No, but, I had half a mind to say if you feel that way, why don't you maybe come on the show? So.
Well, I'll scout around.
You will?
I'll dangle the show as a...
Do that. See what you get with that.
Okay, all right.
All right. And again, our email address is mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. Feel free to email us any old time. If you would like to hear our show online, you can certainly do that anywhere in the world, simply through the use of a smartphone or a computer at kalw.org. That's kalw.org. And if you like a podcast of this show, it should be available reasonably soon after our broadcast tonight at kalw.org. So, that all being said, we're going to start with round introductions. It won't take too long because it's just the two of us tonight, which means we have more time to take your calls. Jerry Nachman was flattered to find that his absence from last week's show required two people to replace him, and just barely.
Thank you. Our moderator, Daniel Rodriguez, wonders why we even need the Keystone Pipeline. Isn't Congress oily enough already?
That's right. So, and they all look like, what was the description I heard once? They all look like the villain in the Three Stooges shorts.
Who's that?
All the members of Congress.
Oh, yeah.
With the little, the nice suit and the pencil mustache.
In this case, the Keystone Cops.
Yeah. So, all right, we'll begin with Jerry Nachman.
Okay, only four book authors have ever received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Oh. Who are they?
Good question.
One was recently named. That's not a hint, but it's just a fact.
So that would kind of imply that their books were made into movies. Can we suggest, think that in
that terms? In not all cases. Three cases, yes. One, not at all.
All right.
I don't know why.
I'll take a guess on Margaret Mitchell.
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
She should be there, yeah.
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 All right. I'll go a little further afield, and I'll suggest Stephen King.
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
He should be there, too. I guess it's a lot of it's, campaigning for, but for their constituencies, probably.
All right.
Anyway.
Read the question once more.
Only four book authors have ever received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Who are they?
Four book authors.
They're all men.
Oh, they're all men.
Yeah.
Oh. There goes my Margaret Mitchell.
Yeah.
All men. Okay. Can you tell me, any of them are still alive today?
No. No.
So these are all posthumous, probably?
I don't know about that. Probably. Well, I don't know. I have no idea.
All right. I'll make one more guess. Gore Vidal.
No. No.
All right. Nobody walked all over him, I guess. And, all right. Let's go to a call then. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, yes. Good evening. In the Mary Shelley book, Frankenstein, mm-hmm. and then in the subsequent Hollywood movie, was the monster Frankenstein created by gravediggers, body snatchers, or did they buy the parts?
I thought they bought the parts.
Well,
a body snatcher or a gravedigger?
In the movie, Dr. Frankenstein employed his minions to dig up bodies, and then they got the brain from a medical school. I remember that.
Did they buy it?
I don't remember them buying anything. At least not in the movie. Now I have to sort of think in terms of the book. It's been a long time since I've read the book.
So the reason I'm asking is because there is a difference between a body snatcher and a gravedigger.
Right.
And then there is the word skullduggery that I think derives from body snatching and from gravedigger.
You don't know the answer, right?
No, I don't.
Well, we can leave it out then.
Yeah.
Charles Dickens had a great term for a body snatcher. He called them resurrectionists.
Great.
So,
great.
All right, we'll leave it out and see if anybody can add to that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's see here. I found this interesting or reasonably interesting fact today. What is the best-selling book series by an American author of all time? So what is the best-selling book series by an American author of all time? This book series has sold 300 million books. Featuring the same character, okay?
One character?
Well, I mean, there's different characters, but there's one main character, is what I'm saying. So what is the best-selling book series by an American author ever that sold up to 300 million?
Can you give us can you give me a time frame, 50-year time frame?
20th century.
20th century?
Yeah. You know this character. You're very aware of this character.
Yeah, best-selling book series. Is it American?
Yes. It's an American author
and an American
character.
Is it Little House on the Prairie?
No, not Little House on the Prairie. All right, once more. What is the best-selling book series by an American author ever? It is the series of books, and there are 82 in the series, so far anyway, has sold up to 300 million copies.
Nancy Drew?
Not Nancy Drew. Nancy Drew's in the top 10, I think, but not Nancy Drew.
Okay.
And second question. For 4 years in a row, the Best Picture Academy Award winner began with the same word. For 4 years, 4 years in a row, the winner of the Best Picture Academy Award began with the same word.
The.
Yes, the is the word. Now you have to come up with the four.
Oh. Oh, well, again, can you give me a time frame?
Mm-hmm.
Us, a time frame?
Within the last 50 years.
Oh, well.
Well, I'm not going to boil it down too far for you. Not yet, anyway.
So, four movies in a row in succession.
Right. So, what is the only time that for 4 years in a row, the Best Picture Academy Award winner began with the word the?
Oh, gosh.
All right. Yeah. And what is the best-selling book series ever by an American author? 300 million copies of this book series have been sold. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Oh, hey. You guys are way too cerebral for us, but we're going to get Tom Clancy's series.
That's a very good guess, but no, not Tom Clancy.
Sounds like you're calling from Neptune.
You're in a car.
In a car.
I'm calling from Burlingame, California.
Right. No, it's what? Yes, go ahead.
No, that was our guess. No.
All right, thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Steve in San Francisco.
Hi, Steve.
I got a guess about one of your Walk of Fame authors, Raymond Chandler.
Correct.
Oh, that makes sense.
He was recently given a star. Raymond Chandler, very good.
Uh-huh. How about Mickey Spillane on the series?
That's an excellent guess, but no, not Mickey Spillane.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. And you're
listening. Is this an adult book author?
Yes. Yes, it's not children, no. I should have mentioned that up front, but no, it's not a children's author. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Our panel tonight is just the two of us, so more time to take your calls. Jerry Nachman, well-known Bay Area author. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And you are listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. The number to join us is area code 415-841-4134, 415-841-4134. You can call toll-free, 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello. I have an answer, possibly, to the stars on the Walk of Fame.
Okay.
Would Robert Benchley be one of them?
No.
That's a good guess. Like
yeah. That. Yeah, that was, yeah, I wish he was. He was a hero of mine, but
why?
No.
And the other one is F. Scott Fitzgerald.
No.
Yeah. Well, thank you. That was it.
Thank you. All right.
Yeah, Benchley, because he was an actor as well, so
right.
He's a writer, yeah. But none of these other people were in any way performers.
He could have couldn't he have something on the Walk of Fame?
He could as an actor, but these people were only authors,
right.
Book authors,
right.
Yeah.
Right. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on. Go ahead, please.
Hi, this is Phil from Berkeley.
Hi, Phil.
And I have a guest for the Walk of Fame. Would it be Dashiell Hammett?
No, it would not.
Oh, no.
That would make sense.
Yeah, it would.
How about Tom Swift?
That's a good guess, but no, not Tom Swift.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Yeah. Hi, you're on. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I was going to say Dashiell Hammett, but that was already tried.
No.
So, on the gravedigger thing?
Yes.
Not all gravediggers are body snatchers.
Right.
But if you're snatching bodies from a graveyard, you're a body snatcher, right? So, I think the answer would be body snatcher and not gravedigger.
Right.
There's people employed in that don't break any laws at all.
That's true. All right, good point. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. And Jerry, it's your turn.
All right. Let's see. Who was the first senator to call for Nixon's resignation? Well known.
This person's still alive?
No.
William Fulbright.
No. Good guess, though. Very good guess.
Wayne Morse.
Good guess also, no. He's a hero of mine, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who would it be? William Proxmire.
Good guess also. No, and no.
Okay. All right.
You get a half a bell for your good guesses.
All right. Can you tell us if this is a Republican or a Democrat?
It's a Republican, actually.
Howard Baker.
Nope.
All right. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is it me?
It is you.
I have an answer for the author.
Okay.
I think it's Stephanie Meyer for the Twilight books.
It is not the Twilight books, believe it or not. That has not sold as much as this.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
You know about the Twilight books?
Well, you know the Twilight, but the difference is there are 82 books in the series that I was looking for, and there's only three or four. I'm not sure how many, but not that, you know, relatively small number, although they did sell very well. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Yeah, this is David in Oakland.
Hi, David.
Hi. About the Academy Award winner, starting with the.
Yes.
It's in the 70s. You know, it's the two Godfather movies.
Right.
The Sting.
Right.
And the French Connection, I think, was before.
You got them all. Movie. Very good.
Right.
The French Connection, The Godfather, The Sting, and The Godfather Part Two.
Right.
Very good.
And then for the senator, was it Robert Dole?
No, it was not.
It was not. Okay. And I have I called a couple of weeks ago with a little puzzle. I don't know if you're interested in another, but it was where the names of actresses sort of phonetically completed a sentence.
All right, we can try.
Give us
an example first, and then so we can.
Sure. The one I gave you the other week was Tut complained. Why does everyone always call me king? Why doesn't anyone ever call blank? And the answer was Mia Farrow.
Oh yeah, that's
all
right.
Right.
Yeah,
right,
okay.
Right, right.
Okay. So here's one that you both know. It's just as the biggest produce grower supplying Paris, Nice, Cannes, and in fact all of Gaul, Jacques eventually became known as blank.
Could you say that again, please?
Sure. As the biggest produce grower supplying Paris, Nice, Cannes, and in fact all of Gaul, Jacques eventually became known as blank.
Okay.
I think Gaul may be the
clue.
Yeah,
I think so, too.
Yeah.
The king.
Gaul.
Is Gaul in the answer?
No.
Oh. All
right. The biggest produce grower supplying, Paris, Nice, and Cannes. It's an actress you both know.
No doubt. Paris, Nice, and Cannes.
Another name for a produce grower?
Oh, not a green grocer.
How about Ava Gardner?
An avid gardener.
Avid gardener.
But who grows produce?
A farmer or a gardener.
Jacques eventually became known as supplying all of Gaul.
What's that? So,
no, you better give it to me.
Francis Farmer.
Okay, Francis.
All right.
All right, good. Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
You have a good night.
You too. Francis Farmer. Okay. And, I think it's my turn. Okay. I'm going to give you some fictional dogs from literature, and I want you to tell me where you would find them, the novel or a play in one case. So here there are six of them. These are from literature, and tell me where you would find these fictional dogs. Number one, Buck.
Okay.
Number two, Crab, as in a horseshoe crab. Number three, Perdita, Perdita. Number four, Tok.
How do you spell that?
Tock, as in TikTok. Number five, Bullseye. And number six, Argos. So again, these are fictional dogs from literature. Tell me where you would find them, what the original source is. Number one, Buck. Number two, Crab. Number three, Perdita. Number four, Tok. Number five, Bullseye. Number six, Argos.
Isn't Buck in a Jack London?
Yeah.
Seawolf.
No, there's no dog in the Seawolf.
Huh?
No dog in the Seawolf.
What is it? It is Jack London, though, right?
It is Jack London. One of them is.
Okay. Well, I don't know any other of his books. Buck. Is it a novel or a short story?
It's a novel.
Well, anyone that knows Jack London could probably know
it.
But, so I get half a bell. The Jack London. Okay, Crab? Talk, bullseye. Bullseye sounds like that dog in the Argan comedies.
It did. Well, it's the same kind of dog, weirdly enough.
Yeah.
But it's not from Argan.
What was that dog's name? That's a good one.
Yeah. All right, write that down.
Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Amanda from Hayward.
Hi,
I have
Amanda.
A couple of guesses.
Okay.
Could it be Ian Fleming on the Walk of Fame?
No, you would think so. That's a very good guess.
Yes.
No.
How about Louis L'Amour for the series?
Not Louis L'Amour.
Oh, that's a good
But he doesn't use the same character most. I mean, you know, he's different characters, but this is the same central character in all the books.
Okay. All right, then. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Eric from the Castro.
Hi, Eric.
I have a couple of questions. This may have been asked before because it's such a good question. Which U.S. state is closest to Africa?
Which U.S. state is closest to Africa? Geographically.
Yeah, I got this a couple of weeks ago out of the Sunday Chronicle.
All right. So, well, the obvious answer is...
Maine.
Florida.
Right.
Maine?
Maine is it.
I got it.
Yeah.
Mr. No, Mr.
No, actually, Canada.
Not Mr. Know nothing about geography.
Maritime areas of Canada are even closer.
Okay.
Well, I have one more quick question for Dana. Where would you find the Spanish writing school?
Oh, that's in Vienna.
It's
the Hofburg Palace, yes.
Yeah, just where you just were.
You're right.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
What is it?
It's, you know, the Lipizzaner horses, the big white horses? It's the Spanish writing school. It's at the Hofburg in Vienna.
I see.
And let's see, next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
This is Gene in New York.
Hi.
So I have two questions. Well, I have one guess for Nixon's resignation. Was it I can't remember his name. Was it the sort of Republican liberal senator from Rhode Island?
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
No, it is not him, but who is that?
It wasn't, I was going to say Claiborne Pell, but it's...
Yeah. No?
I don't think that was his name, but anyway, yeah.
Good guess, yeah.
So I have a question, one more Beatles question. If you can name the Beatles by age.
Oh, you mean in order of oldest to youngest, is that what you mean? I think Ringo is the youngest. Am I wrong?
He's the oldest.
Oh, he's the oldest? Oh,
yeah.
Well, I was so close to. So he's the oldest. Then, all right.
Paul, John, and George.
I'm sure. Okay, then Ringo, John, Paul. Yeah, Ringo, John, Paul, George.
That's correct, yeah. George was, was 17 when they went to Hamburg. He's like, he was underage.
Okay.
George Harrison. And one more question. This is, I'm going to give you six American diner slang words, and then you tell me what they mean.
Okay.
Murphy.
What?
Murphy.
Right.
Is that corned beef and cabbage?
No, but you're close. You're on the right track.
Okay.
It's kind of an Irish theme thing then. Well, give us all of them, I guess. Let's do it that way.
All right, so it's Murphy, Adam and Eve, Adam's Ale.
Adam what?
Adam's Ale, Yum Yum, Hemorrhage, and Life Preserver.
Hemorrhage is ketchup, probably, right?
Yes.
Adam and Eve is fried eggs.
Yeah, Adam and Eve on a raft. I remember that because that's on a piece of toast.
Yeah.
Adam and Eve is two poached eggs at this
point. Right, okay.
Murphy.
So Murphy is potatoes.
Potatoes.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
And Life Preserver.
Oh, that's a donut.
Yes.
Right.
And then there's Yum Yum and Adam's Ale.
Yum Yum. Yum Yum. Adam's Ale.
So what would Adam drink?
Oh, Adam, Adam as in water?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And Yum Yum.
You know, I always think that these really are not used, but they're fun to talk about.
Yum Yum, let me think. Give us a hint on Yum Yum.
Well, it's like kids like it.
It's like what?
Kids like it.
Oh, kids.
Ice cream cone.
Well, just sugar.
Sugar, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
And I doubt if any waiters would know what these mean at all.
No, maybe
these
diner.
These are like from the 40s.
In the Midwest, maybe.
Yeah.
excuse me. You're listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. If you'd like to give us a call with a question or answer, the number is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134 or toll free at 866-798-8255. That is 866-798-8255. And there are just the two of us, so we'll be able to take more of your calls tonight. Jerry, I think it's your turn.
Okay, now this is a question that has the a smell about it of a professional.
Like many of your questions.
No, I didn't say that right. But that's something that professional trivia players probably know. So if you know it, I'd rather leave it out there because it's a good question, right. And I think you could knock it off.
I'm a talented amateur. I don't know if I'm a professional.
Well, no, you're not professional. Okay.
No.
Well, okay. Well, Jeopardy, that makes you professional.
Well, I guess that's true.
You did get a prize. That makes you professional.
Yeah, all right. Rice-a-roni. Okay. Lee Stay Press, my press on nails.
Okay. Carol Spinney, S-P-I-N-N-E-Y, and this is Carol with two R's and L, two L's, so it's a man, has played what character for 46 years? The character everybody knows.
The name is familiar.
Yeah. So you don't know it right off
hand? Not right off hand, no.
Okay.
But in what? On television?
Yes, primarily. Uh-huh.
Like a commercial, maybe?
Not totally. TV and movies, I think.
TV and movies.
Yeah.
Carol Spinney. All right, redo the whole thing.
Carol Spinney, S-P-I-N-N-E-Y. As an actor who has played what character for 46 years?
Do you actually see her when she does the character?
I can't give you any clues. This is a...
All right. Okay. And
I will later. I'll answer that later. Yeah.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Michael from El Cerrito.
Hi, Michael.
Let's see. The Wonka fame... authors, would Tennessee Williams be that?
No.
Good guess.
How about John Steinbeck?
Who?
John Steinbeck.
No. No.
Huh.
Not Mario Puzo, huh?
Mario Puzo from Godfather?
No, he should be, yeah. Well.
Okay, well, let's see. How about the best-selling author? Is that Earl Stanley Gardner?
It is Earl Stanley Gardner.
Very good.
Perry Mason, yes.
Oh, yes, of course.
Very good. There have been 82 Perry Mason books that have sold over 300 million copies, believe it or not.
Wow.
Well, I heard that he dictated those.
Well, that's very possible.
I saw him last night as a young guy, a Lothario in the Blue Gardenia.
Oh,
yes, yes. Yeah. Isn't that spooky?
Yeah.
All right, one more.
Mm-hmm.
Buck is Call of the Wild.
That's right.
Call of the Wild.
Call of the Wild.
Of course, I should have known.
That's right.
Thank you.
It's Jerry's fault for only reading The Seawolf.
Yeah, well, I didn't even read that, but I just know the title.
Yeah, the cliff notes.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's all I have for you.
Thank you very much. Good job.
Talk.
Bullseye. Yes. Okay.
Were any of these dogs in movie versions of the books they appeared in?
Oh, that's what you... yes, 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 yes. Yeah, most of them.
All of them, really?
I would say all of them. It might be just a tiny bit of a stretch on one, but I think all of them.
Are they all... Is there one genre, like comedies or...
No,
all over the place. Mysteries?
These are classic, literary classics, most of them.
Okay,
so,
okay. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Literary
classics.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, probably most of them. Okay.
Do they play like a central role, or as much as a dog can play? But are they just like mentioned briefly? And
no. You see them all, and a couple of them play quite essential roles. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. And actually, we're since we are halfway through the show, so let's repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet.
Okay. Only four book authors have ever received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Who are they? One of the callers got Raymond Chandler. I'm looking for three others. They're all men. They were not performers in any way. My other question is, Carol Spinney, S-P-I-N-N-E-Y, has played what character for 46 years?
Spinny, that name is very familiar to me. And I have a list of fictional dogs.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, yeah.
And who was the first senator to call for Nixon's resignation?
It was a Republican.
A Republican,
all right.
Yes.
And I have a list of fictional dogs, dogs from literature, famous works. And the ones we have left are Crab, as in the crab that you would find on the beach, Perdita, P-E-R-D-I-T-A, Talk, T-O-C-K, Bullseye, as in the bullseye for an archery, and Argos, A-R-G-O-S.
Are any of them in a Jane Austen novel?
No, none of them.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
And so where would you find those in literature? So I have a Gallup poll did a survey last year, and they asked they asked the people they were surveying, what are the least ethical professions in the U.S.?
Least ethical?
Least ethical professions in their mind in the U.S. So I have the six least ethical professions according to the respondents to the Gallup poll. So I'll give you two guesses.
Bank robber.
Well, no, these are legitimate professions.
Well, I guess lawyer would have to be in.
No, believe it or not.
Wow. The least, how'd you put it, least legitimate? Or
least ethical.
Least ethical.
They're all legitimate professions, they're least ethical. Consider by the people responding
to
the survey.
Car salesman, used car salesman.
Of course. Well, any car salesman.
Yeah, any car salesman, yeah.
Yeah, right. Car salesman is one. That's very good.
Okay. Top of everybody's
list. At least any
car
salesman I ever dealt with. Let's put it that way. No, my apologies to you honest car salesmen out there.
Yeah, there I'd
like to know where you are, please.
There are many,
I'm sure. Okay. And, yes, car salesman is one. So, again, these are, according to the Gallup poll, these are considered in the United States the least ethical professions. And car salesman Jerry got that. So, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Hi, this is James from The Mission.
Hi, James.
And I have an answer to a kind of question that was asked earlier. What was the name of the dog in the Little Rascals?
Oh, okay, yes.
It's Petey.
Petey,
yeah, very good, of course.
Good job.
Excellent.
Job,
thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. See, all you have to do is ask, and somebody will come up with the answer.
Usually, they come through.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter at Glen Park.
Hey, Peter.
Did Hemingway have a star on...
Hemingway, Jerry?
No.
Oh, no. Surprising.
Yeah, he should. And Argos, I believe, was the three-headed dog of Greek myth.
He's in the Greek myth, but that wasn't the three-headed dog.
Okay.
Different dog. But it is from Greek mythology.
All right. I'm getting my myths mixed then. Easy for me to say, huh?
Yes.
I have a question.
All right.
There are certain scientific effects that scientists like to use to describe behavior of things, some of which are fairly well known, like the Coriolis effect. Or the Bernoulli effect?
Not well known to me, but...
Well, you probably at least heard of them.
No, I haven't even heard of them.
No? Okay.
No.
Well, here are
I need a sheltered life.
That I would like you to tell me what they mean. What is the Cheerio effect of fluid dynamics?
Cheerio is in the cereal?
Yes.
Is it related in some sense to the cereal?
Yes.
Is it the way the cereal comes in contact with milk?
Yes.
So is it the rate at which the cereal absorbs the milk?
No.
Very well put. Yes.
Close though. something like that.
I just noticed that this morning. Yeah.
Is it fluid dynamics? Is it...
Has anything to do with the Cheerio's unique shape?
No.
Okay.
But it has to do with the interaction between milk and the Cheerios.
Yes.
But it's not the rate of absorption.
No.
Is it anything to do with... Okay, so it has nothing to do with when the Cheerios... How long they float on the milk or...
How long it takes to get them soggy.
It has to do with surface tension.
What?
Oh, okay. All right. Surface tension.
Yeah.
Surface tension.
How much milk they displace?
No.
All right. I can't take it any further.
Oh, you got pretty far. Right. It's the tendency of things suspended on surface tension to clump together.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Next one is the Brown Willy effect of meteorology.
Brown hyphen Willy?
The Brown Willy effect.
Is there a hyphen in between those, though?
No.
Okay.
Willy like
comma,
the...
No, nothing.
Willy like Willy Brown?
Well, like that, but not like.
So is it being called Brown Willy, is that a descriptive term?
It is the name of a place.
Okay.
Oh.
Brown Willy.
The Brown Willy effect, did you say?
Effect, yes.
Effect, okay.
Affect or effect?
Effect.
Okay.
I have no idea.
I have no idea. I've not heard of that.
It's not something you come into contact very often, but it's an interesting name. Brown Willy is the point of highest land in Cornwall, and it's the tendency of rain to fall on the highest point of a peninsula.
All right.
And lastly, let's try the Downton effect.
Downton. Well, that's the tendency to sit home on Sunday nights.
this has to do with sociology, though.
Downton.
Downton. But no relation to Downton Abbey.
Yes.
Oh, there is it. Okay.
Yes. Absolutely.
Oh. The Downton effect.
Mm-hmm.
I was kidding. Is it something kind of light-hearted like that?
Is it something that you would not do while you're watching Downton Abbey?
No, you would not.
In other words, you're
go to the bathroom.
It's taking you away from some other activity.
No.
Okay. Because you said sociology.
Yeah.
And
vaguely sociology.
Vaguely sociology.
Yeah.
Pop sociology.
Right.
The Downton effect.
Is it the love that Americans have for stories about British royalty?
No.
Good guess. Yeah.
The obsessive love Americans have for aristocracy.
Yeah.
I will define it further to say it has to do with tourism.
What?
Oh, a tourism. Oh, is it?
Oh,
so
it's people going to castles.
People visiting English country houses and grand manors and that sort of thing.
After they have seen them,
right
on Downton Abbey.
Right, yes. Right.
I'll be
right.
Darn, that's good.
Okay, I sort of did that a little.
That
bit.
Was fun. Yeah.
All right. Thank
All right,
you.
Good job.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye guys.
And next call.
Cheerio effect. I love that.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Denise in San Francisco.
Hi, Denise.
Hi, is William Faulkner one of the writers on the Hollywood Square?
Faulkner, no.
Or star, rather.
These are not as serious as those writers, I would say.
I'd like to have seen him on Hollywood Square, though. That would have been very interesting.
Well,
William Faulkner.
Didn't he do some...
No, he wasn't. Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, anyway, on the dogs, I have two dogs for you. I got Gazumped on Buck, but Talk is from the Phantom Toll Booth.
Right, the Phantom Toll Booth. Very good. Excellent.
And that's the only... Perdita sounds so familiar.
Oh, you know this one very
Perdita,
well.
Perdita, I've heard of that
Virginia
too.
Virginia Woolf?
Yeah.
No, nothing quite that serious.
Perdita. Okay, I can't think of it, but.
Can you tell us what kind of dogs they were? That might help.
Well, if I tell you what kind of dog Perdita was, you'll get it immediately.
Okay, all right.
So, all right. And and I will say Bullseye is a bull terrier.
Okay.
And
Argos?
Argos, I'm not sure.
And
I don't
crab?
Think they ever. And again, I don't think they specify what kind of dog Crab was.
Okay.
Well, the only one I knew for sure was Talk, then, apart from Buck.
All right.
Phantom Toll Booth is wonderful, though.
It is a wonderful book.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is it me?
It is you.
Hey, guys, it's Alec in San Francisco.
Hi, Alec.
So I was about to get talk because I love the Phantom Tollbooth.
Right.
But I do know that Argos is Odysseus's dog from the Odyssey.
Right, the only one that recognized him when after he came home all those years.
Yep.
And then immediately died.
Yeah. Proving his faithfulness forever.
Yes.
Good.
So I also know, because I'm a classicist at heart, that Carol Spinney has played Big Bird for all those years.
That's right.
There
Big
you
Bird.
Go. Good
Very
job.
Good. How did
so
you
Carol
happen
Spinney,
to know that?
Oh, I love Sesame Street.
Oh, yeah.
Sesame
okay.
Street, it's really rewarding to watch as an adult, although it's not the Sesame Street of the 70s.
Well, and, has he ever played any other role?
Yeah, so his other big role is Oscar the Grouch.
Oh, he does that too?
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if they're still making bits for Oscar the Grouch, but yeah, they definitely are celebrating that. I mean, when he's Big Bird, like, he's in the suit. So, you know, he's been almost half a century in that suit.
Yeah.
Which sure. is pretty admirable, although being in the trash can must also be...
Has he ever been seen, his real person?
I've never seen a picture of him.
Really?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Very interesting. Good one.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Well, I have a question for you.
Okay.
I threw together a question about dogs. So I'm going to name... three fictional characters, and you tell me the names of their dogs.
I'll try.
Dennis the Menace.
Ruff.
Ruff is correct. Roscoe P. Coltrane.
Oh.
Who's that? I don't know the name.
That's Smokey and the Bandit, right?
No, it's Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, Dukes of Hazzard. Sorry.
The Sheriff.
You are a classicist, aren't you? boy. It was a big hound dog.
Yeah, like a basset hound.
Right, right,
he was
right.
Extremely sleepy and would sit in his cruiser during car chases.
Right. Wasn't the name totally at odds with the, like, lightning or something like
Indeed
that?
Indeed it was.
All right, there
it's
you
not
go.
Lightning, but it's at odds.
Right. Not lightning, but... No, I can't go any further.
It's Flash.
Flash, all right.
He'd say, hot pursuit, Flash. Okay, last one will be easy for you guys, which is the Thin Man.
Oh, Asta.
Asta.
Asta is correct.
Yeah, Asta. Asta.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And let's see, whose turn is it? Is it my turn or your turn? Your turn, I guess.
Okay, 46 million people, or about 1 in 7 Americans, received a Christmas gift card for what brand name product?
You mean this last Christmas?
Yeah.
All right, once more, please.
46 million people, or about 1 in 7 Americans, received a Christmas gift card for what brand name product?
That's a good question. So it's a particular product or like a store that sells different products?
It's a store, okay. Yeah. But it's a, yeah.
Well, I'll take two guesses. I'll say Starbucks or McDonald's.
Starbucks, okay.
All right.
All right, I shouldn't have given you that much. Okay. It's actually
well, I would have guessed that. I would have guessed one of those anyway.
Would you? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
All right. Here, I'll ask a question here. Harder question. What was the first Academy Award-winning song that was not from a musical? It was in the 1950s. I'll give you that.
1950s?
50s. What was the first Academy Award-winning song that was not from a musical film?
Last Time I Saw Paris.
That's good, but that's actually from a musical. That's from Lady Be Good. That's a musical.
But it didn't win it for that year, I don't think.
It did.
Oh, it did?
It did, yeah.
Oh, I thought it won it for the play that was the... I asked this question.
No, they used it as a film
title. The Van
Johnson
movie, yeah.
Yeah. But no, they
the
used
Fitzgerald
it previously
story.
For Lady Be Good.
Okay. And it won that year?
Yes, it won for Lady Be Good.
Okay.
So what was the first Academy Award-winning song that was from a non-musical film? In other words, this was sung in the film.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, I know.
But,
like a Sammy Kahn.
No, not say it was Livingston and Evans.
Oh.
It's a Livingston and Evans song. So what was the
it's
first?
It's from a drama? A romance?
It is from a drama, yeah. It's from a drama. Yeah. So it's
it's a standard like today?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
First Academy Award winning song from a non musical. It's from the 1950s. And let's see. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is a different Peter in San Francisco.
Hi, Peter.
I've already lost a couple of my answers, but Perdita is the doggy mom of 101 Dalmatians.
Right. Very good.
Ah, yes.
Uh-huh. And is the Academy Award-winning song Que Sera Sera?
It is not Que Sera. That's a very good guess, but not Que Sera Sera.
That's all I've got. Thank
all right.
you.
Good job.
I was going to say Three Coins in the Fountain, but that was Conan Van Heusen, I think, or
right,
Conan
right.
Stein, yeah.
And the interesting thing about that, I always meant to use this as a question. I never really got around to it, but is that that's the only song that Frank Sinatra ever sang in a movie in which he did not appear. In other words, he just sang it over the credits.
He
never appeared
the
in
song,
the movie. Three Coins in the Fountain.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Uh-huh.
So, okay, and next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Steve in Oakland.
Hi, Steve.
Well, somebody just got my Perdita answer, but do you know Perdita's love's name?
Yes, I should know this. Perdita's husband. I just looked at it today, and of course it went right out of my head. All right, what
also,
is it?
Starts with a P.
Pongo.
Correct.
Yes. All right.
So, okay, so I have a question for you. I'm going to give you five names, and you can tell me what's what they have in common.
Okay.
The Pillsbury Doughboy.
Mm-hmm.
Boo Berry, the cereal mascot.
Right.
John Lennon. And George Harrison. And Boris Badenov.
What was the second one?
Boo Berry. It was a like a monster.
Boo Berry? Okay.
Boo Berry cereal.
Okay, all right.
So the Pillsbury Doughboy, Boo Berry, John Lennon, George Harrison, and Boris Badenov. What do they all have in common?
Yeah. Actually, I have a sixth one if you want that.
All right, give it to us and see what makes a difference.
Burgermeister Meisterburger from Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
No, that didn't help. Let's see. So, did all these things, all these people and advertising characters appear together in one?
No.
No, okay. And they all have something in common.
Are they all on that famous cover with the, you know, 6,000 images?
No, that's what I was thinking, too. Yeah. But no, they didn't appear on a record cover or anything like that.
No.
Okay.
Same voice actor?
Correct.
Oh, very good, Kevin.
The Beatles cartoon television series, John Lennon and George Harrison are voiced by
Paul Frees. Paul Frees.
Oh, yes. Very good.
All right, good job. Good job, Kevin.
Okay.
Thank you.
Was there a Beatles TV show?
I guess there was. Yeah, there was. A cartoon
anime,
show, right?
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Right,
oh,
right.
Okay.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Oh, well, this is what you get for being on hold for so long. Okay. Petey, I was going to get that. How about the Republican senator? Was Peter Domenici?
No, it was not.
Oh, darn. okay, Unethical Professions?
Yes.
Bill Collector?
No.
They're not light, but I don't think they're
not
unethical.
Not specifically,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Taxi Driver?
No.
That's all I got. Oh, and I got a question for you.
All right.
Okay, what TV show back in the 50s had a dog named Cleo?
Oh, that was
People's Choice.
People's Choice.
Jackie Cooper.
Cooper, right.
Yeah.
All right.
That's all I got.
All right, thanks.
Who would have thought we'd remember that one? Jeez.
The People's Choice. I don't think I ever saw any episodes of that.
I can't remember who the woman was. It was Cooper and...
Anyway. He was like a city councilman or something
like that.
Yeah,
and it had a cute secretary. I can't
remember.
Right. Yeah.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Hi, this is Zara in San Francisco.
Hi.
We've got the dog names. People beat after some of them, but number two, Crab, is the Two Gentlemen of Verona.
Right. Shakespeare.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
And then your caller about Perdita or Perdita was wrong. Perdita was the name of the mother in the movie, The 101 Dalmatians. In the book, the Pongo's wife was called Mrs., and Perdita was the lost liver-spotted Dalmatian.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Well, you know your Dalmatians.
So Hollywood changed the name. And then number five is Bullseye, and he was Bill Sykes' dog in Oliver Twist.
Right. Very good.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
Excellent.
Very good. I should have got that. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Have a good evening.
All right. You too. Yes. So Buck is from Call of the Wild. Crab is from Shakespeare's Two Gentlemen from Verona. Perdita is 101 Dalmatians. Talk is the Phantom Tollbooth. Bullseye is Bill Sykes' dog and Oliver Twist. Argos is the dog that welcomes Ulysses back in the Odyssey. And let's see. All right. What is the one day during the year when the most cars are stolen? What is the one day in the year when the most cars are stolen in the U.S.?
New Year's Day.
You're right.
I don't know why, but...
New Year's Day. Very good. Okay. And...
Because I figure everyone's home drunk and with hangovers and...
Not me.
No.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. I have a list of guesses here. See which ones I've got left.
All right.
Try some names on the Hall of Fame, Walk of Fame, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Seems they're going in an odd direction. How about Truman Capote?
No.
Or
no.
Norman Mailer?
No.
Are we in the right neighborhood? Is it that kind of author?
Not really. They're okay. Not that. They're not just. One is a serious author. The other two are not.
And then, let's see, the person who asked for Nixon's resignation, how about Lowell Weicker?
No.
Oh, that's a very good guess.
Excellent. They've all been good guesses. Yeah.
Mark Hatfield?
No, you're dancing around it, but...
Yeah. I don't know. There's several... somewhat, I assume Dirksen was gone by then.
I think so.
Trying to figure out... Okay, and then on the ethical list, or non-ethical list, my list is very long here, so how about insurance salesmen?
No.
How about... various types of politicians. I don't know how to break down my list.
Yes. Congress,
okay.
In general.
And then the previous caller actually mentioned something related. How about Repo Man?
Not Repo Man, no.
He mentioned Bill Collector. Boy, these people must be really unethical if they're beating out these other
yeah.
I'll leave it at that.
All right, thank you.
I hope journalists are not on that.
Journalists are not in the bottom six anywhere, seven. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas.
Did actors make the least ethical realm?
No.
Because
they can pretend to be ethical, I guess.
Yeah. I was going to try for the Walk of Fame.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Either Dorothy Parker or Noel Coward.
No.
Well, that's all I got.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Somebody mentioned Mickey Spillane earlier. How about Mickey Spillane? Mm-hmm. You know, seems like the kind of stuff that they would put in there.
Well, yeah, but
So, how would you describe the ones that are? I mean, what sort of genre would you?
One is a child's author, one is a poet, and one is a science fiction writer.
Oh, okay. Well, how about Ray Bradbury then?
Yeah, it's a science fiction
writer.
All right, very good.
He did the most work in the movies.
Yeah.
The poet.
And this one I don't understand.
Poet?
I can't understand why he's there, but...
Rod McEwen?
No.
A poet? Huh. All right.
Not a serious poet.
Oh, like a doggerel.
Well, yeah, but better than doggerel.
All right. Okay. Somebody you like, probably, then.
Yeah, I think you would, too.
Okay.
So you don't have to be quite that patronizing.
All right. No, I mean, you know, somebody is...
Yeah, oh, yeah, right. I think everyone liked him.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. And...
But I can't think of a movie connection. That's what's so bizarre. Anyway.
Oh, all right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
Okay, so the senator who first requested that Nixon resign, I think, is Edward Brooks from...
Yep. Oh.
Correct.
Very good.
Edward Brooke, indeed. The late Edward Brooke, yes.
And I guess unethical would be these building contractors to come around to do home repairs after earthquakes?
Not in the bottom six, anyway. Let's put it that way.
All right. And any chance Dr. Seuss is on the Hall of Fame?
It is.
Oh, very
excellent.
Good.
Very good. Very good.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, we got one left, the poet.
Well,
and
all righty. That's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And next call.
Hello.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hi.
This is Glenn.
Hey, Glenn.
Hi. So I have a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
So what was the only product that Elvis Presley publicly endorsed?
Once more.
The only product that Elvis Presley publicly endorsed.
The only ad still in here.
The only product that Elvis Presley publicly endorsed.
Oh. Peanut butter, some kind?
That's a good...
That's close.
That's a
peanut
good
butter.
Guess.
Okay.
That's a good guess. Is it a kind of a junk food?
Yes.
Is it food or...
Donuts, pepper? Maybe?
Yes, donuts, yes.
All right.
Wow.
Oh.
And what country banned skateboarding from 1978 to 1989?
Banned it?
Banned skateboarding.
From 78 to 1989.
Oh, I'd like to move there.
Well, the bans have been lifted since
1989. Okay. Can you tell us why they would ban it?
Because people are getting hurt.
Good reason.
Hurt.
People are getting hurt.
People are getting hurt. Well, I don't know. That could apply to a lot of different countries, I guess.
Well, think of a sensible country.
What part of the world would be in?
Europe.
I would guess...
Vatican City?
Come on.
All right, just kidding.
Sweden.
No.
Sweden, no.
Good guess, though. Good guess.
Finland.
Denmark.
The other way.
You mean south?
No.
Well, north.
North, yeah.
Oh.
When I heard Sweden, it's...
Oh, Norway.
There we go.
All right.
And also, I knew Pete for the... PD for the Argane dog. What was my three sons' dog?
Oh. I want to say pal or friend or... No.
Marjorie who?
On my three sons, what was the dog's
name? Oh, my three sons. I never watched.
No, Chip. Chip was the son.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Tramp.
Okay. All right.
And then one last question. You mentioned People's Choice earlier. Remember with Jackie Cooper?
Right.
What was his name in the series?
Oh, what was Jackie Cooper's name in the series?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Oh. No.
Sock Miller.
Sock Miller.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Glenn.
Yep. Sock.
Right. Yeah. All right, one more call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, me?
It's you, yeah.
Wow. I'm Neil in San Francisco.
Hi.
A guest for the Hollywood, L. Frank Baum.
No,
oh, good
no,
guess.
That's a very good
that's
guess.
That's a very good
it should,
guess.
Should be there.
And he lived around there, too.
Yeah.
I thought so.
No.
Okay. Well, I have one question.
Very quickly. We're almost out of
what
time.
Is the... One and only cereal that comes in the shape of animals.
Crispy Critters.
Yes. Okay. Have a good night.
All right. Thanks.
How do you know that?
Because I used to eat Crispy Critters when I was a little kid. All right. Time to clean up. What do we got, Jerry?
Well, the only author left on the Hall of Fame we didn't guess was Ogden Nash.
All right.
I can't think of any Hollywood connection. Can you?
He wrote One Touch of Venus.
Yeah, I know.
The lyrics, anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay. The first Academy Award-winning song from a non-musical was Mona Lisa. Mona Lisa from Captain Carey, USA,
yeah.
1950. The least ethical professions, according to a survey done by the Gallup poll, stockbrokers, advertising people, business executives, car salesmen, telemarketers, lobbyists, and Congress. So, if we didn't get your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Thanks a lot for your calls. Thanks a lot for your listenership. Appreciate it very much. The panel tonight has been author Jerry Nachman. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Our thanks to Kevin Vance and Steve Wilcott for handling the board and phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call. And have a great week, everybody. Please join us next Sunday at 7 o'clock. Bye-bye.
If it ain't dry, it's wet. If you ain't got, you get. If it ain't gross, it's net. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't sis, you can't miss. It's got to be your brother. Can't you see it's got to be one way or the other? If it ain't full, it's blank.